anybody like to tell me about what they thought about the film today? Any of these little crazy little rows?
I loved it.
And what's your name and how old
Holly,
are you?
Holly, 5.
And what did you love about it, Holly?
All of it.
What's the best bit?
Singing Let It Go.
What did your mummy think of the film?
It was a bit more scary than I was expecting. I didn't like Marshmallow Man.
Was mummy scared?
Mummy didn't see it before, but I have watched it before.
So this was the second time?
Yeah.
And what's it like watching it on the big screen in the cinema? Is it better than watching it at home, do you think? Pointing to the big screen and smiling. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Well, when I originally started it, it was purely out of my own frustration as a film-loving parent. Hollywood kids' films weren't really cutting it for me as the only cinematic experience my kids could have. And so I tried some other things, and we tried different genres. We tried quite a few old films. We tried things off the telly, and we tried cartoons. Just trying to introduce a much wider choice. And also for the Family Film Festival, the emphasis is on the experience as much as the films. So we try and make it a really special, very inclusive, very welcoming, very fun atmosphere in the cinema. I like to give them a few extra surprises and treats, and just to give it all a little bit of a sparkle, basically.
The variety of films is just fantastic.
Well, we've got films that are over 100 years old, and we've also got TV content that's a year old. So yeah, there's a massive range there. And one of the joys for me is about seeing kids loving and laughing and being thrilled to bits in films or work that traditionally one would expect would be a very hard sell to kids. So we always do the Neil Brand Not So Silent Movies event. That really is the highlight of the Family Film Festival every year. And it's a man with a piano with some 1 and 2 minute long black and white silent cinema shorts from the 1900s and 1910s. Most people wouldn't dare program that in a cinema expecting kids to come, let alone enjoy it. And the feedback we get from kids after those screenings is always really, really special. It's normally something they've never seen before. It's not even something that was on their radar. They didn't know what silent movie or live musical accompaniment films was before they came. And the delight and joy on their faces is why I do it, to be honest. I do it for that moment of complete discovery and pleasure. Snow blows white on the mountains, nothing plain to be seen.
I've had the sons of colleagues who happily show me their latest fad, the latest discovery, and it's always on YouTube, or it's a YouTube channel, and you're right, that's fascinating, and it's an exciting next step onwards, but it's not communal, and that's something that's really shouldn't be lost.
And people always talk about the death of cinema. I've come over like Peter Greenaway now. Cinema is dead. I don't think cinema will ever die. I think people will always want to sit in the dark looking at a shiny wall and enjoying it together en masse. But I think we need to really bring to our new and emerging audiences quite the joy and the sparkle and the discovery of why it's so special, what it can be. And that's very much what I'm trying to do. It is definitely a communal thing. It's a family thing, which is why I love seeing grandparents bring their kids here too. It is absolutely about sharing and being having the joy communally. Otherwise, it's just us all watching boxes all on our own, and where's the fun there, really? I'm quite nostalgic about cinema, obviously.
So your name is Lydia, and how old are you, Lydia?
8.
And what did you think of Frozen today?
It was really good.
What was the best bit?
I liked all the songs.
And did Daddy sing along?
Yeah.
And what's his voice like?
All right.
Yeah, that wasn't very convincing.
I've got a great voice. No, Lydia loved it, and her 24-year-old sister loves it as well.
Oh, so all the family liked it. That's brilliant.
I'd like to add that the way the cinema put it on was absolutely brilliant.
What words would you use to sum up your experience here today? Was it fun? Was it boring? Was it great? What would you say?
It was fantastic.
Brilliant. What about you, Scarlett?
It was fun, but too long.
Fun, but too long. Should we just do half next time? Okay. Thank you. That's brilliant.